This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ticket to Ride, the show that takes you places while you remain firmly in your seat on BFM 89.9. I'm your host, Azura Rahman, and for this week's guest, we have Jeremy Daniels, who takes us through the winter wonderland of Lapland in Finland. Stay tuned till the end of the show, where we then take you through some tips and deals for you to plan your next holiday. As the land of the Sami people, where reindeer roam and husky sleds are a mode of transport, and as the spiritual home of Santa Claus himself, it is hard to imagine Lapland without seeing it in a blanket of brilliant white snow. Yes, it does experience four seasons, with an inordinately short spring, summer and autumn, but it's winter that it does best. It is cold, it is blustery, but it is also magical. Our guest this week, Jeremy Daniels, spent a week in Winter Wonderland in Lapland. He describes his journey there.
The landscape, you know, on the way to Lapland, it's just beautiful, you know. There's no words to describe, actually. I'm just like switching on my phone, taking video, because it's just white. It's white everywhere. Of course, there are like mountainscapes. We have like log cabins. Of course, a lot of trees. And yeah, and it's just like nobody's there. And you know, sometimes we see like reindeer just crossing the road and things like that. You know, so it's a special sight.
As it was leading up to Christmas, it would be churlish to not pay Father Christmas himself a visit. Located atop the Arctic Circle marker, the Santa Village is essentially an amusement park of sorts that's replete with souvenir stands and is officially the home of Santa Claus. Although the origins of Santa Claus is much disputed, modern accounts generally state that his home lies in the North Pole, and hence a scrum of sorts have broken out amongst the Scandinavian countries to claim the birthplace of Santa and the tourist dollars that ensue. Finland has seemingly won that battle with its realistic depiction of Santa's home. Jeremy tells more.
Santa Claus Village. It looks like what you see in the movies. You know, there's a lot of toys around. I would say a lot of log cabins. It's really beautiful. You know, Santa's office is really built up. It's just like in the movies. A lot of kids around running. People are happy. You know, it's the Christmas season. It's a different experience. My childhood dream is to meet Santa, you know, and I met him at his office. He has a pretty big office, you know, ground floor, you know, he's selling a lot of Santa merchandise and things like that. But when you go upstairs, you know, there's actually like three floors. You go up to the higher floor, there's a lot of people queuing to go into his office to get a photo with him.
Despite the overt commercialism that may be at hand at the Santa Village, it is hard to remain cynical in the presence of the man. Lapland's official Santa Claus looks like the genuine article, and the authorities even release a video of him on an annual basis on Christmas Eve to the world's media, leaving his log cabin in the wintry forest to be pulled away by a reindeer sleigh. His actual home is not in the Santa Village, but in a top-secret location believed to be in the depths of the Korventuturi. Which is why you'll see him operating out of his office at his workplace in the Santa Village, ready to tell his visitors if they have been naughty or nice.
He's wearing a Santa Claus suit, you know, that Santa, and he has white beard, obviously. And his office, there's a lot of book in his office, and quite a high-tech office, and yet, like, it's Santa's office, you know, right, with the books and photos of Lapland, photos of the Aurora, photos of his reindeers, you know. So, yeah, it's a pretty nice office, you know. It feels just right. It doesn't feel like it's made up. It feels really real. When we got into Santa's room, you know, I have this auntie, you know, she's really talkative and she loves, like, singing Christmas songs and everything, you know. When we got into Santa's office, we all start singing like Christmas songs and he joined us. We got a really nice family photo with Santa.
What better way to enjoy a night in Lapland's wintry wilderness by sleeping in a glass igloo? Of course, igloos are not actually indigenous to the region, but it's really the perfect way to experience the Arctic night sky in its cozy confines. The Kuxlauten glass igloos are not made of ice, unlike its traditional Inuit cousins, but it has all the mod cons you would expect out of a modern log cabin. And if you are lucky, you may just catch an evening show with the Aurora Borealis playing above you.
It looks like it's made of transparent ice, but of course it's made of glass. There's a lot of glass igloos, I would say probably 30 over. There's a couple of different areas of glass igloo, actually. So it is see-through. The only place covered is the little toilet in the glass igloo, but the rest of it is actually see-through. The only way you can actually cover yourself is there's like a mini curtain, you know, to cover the glass igloo. But other than that, I can look into my neighbor's glass igloo, you know, and I can see what they're doing and everything. So it's nice. You just want to experience, stay in a glass igloo, you know, lie down, look up the sky and look for signs of aurora.
It is said that you could view the Aurora Borealis or the Northern Lights 200 nights of the year in Finland. Hence, it goes to show that your visit during wintertime will most likely include an encounter with this amazing natural phenomenon. Jeremy shares his first encounter with the Aurora Borealis.
The first couple of days, I actually didn't see any lights because of the bad weather. It's a little bit foggy. But eventually, when we went for the Aurora hunting tour on the second day, we actually hike up a hill. It's really pitch black dark, you know. So we walk about, I would say, like 500 kilometers up the hill. And of course, when we reach there, there's no aurora there. So we have to wait. So I guess we waited for like an hour or so until the lights show up. I was just setting up my camera, you know, trying to get the aurora if it comes out. And besides that, there was a teepee there. We can actually just hang out in the teepee. You know, there's a campfire in there. And we barbecue sausages and have some hot drinks in the teepee.
Despite its ubiquity in the Arctic Circle, there are best times of the year to spot the Aurora Borealis in Finland. You're best off when travelling there in the months from August to April, and your chances are better the further north you go.
At first, it looks really scary because... When I say scary, because you don't expect to see anything green in the sky, you know. You say, oh, what's that? It's a spaceship. But then after that, it's like overwhelming, you know. It's beautiful. Because it's a really a rare sight, you know. So yeah, I feel great, you know. It's a rare sight again. You know, whenever there's a light there, you know, when there's an aurora there, everybody's like shouting, you know. They say, oh, look at that, come on. Then everybody's taking out their cameras, their phones, and trying to capture it. Sometimes the light just appears, and then it disappears probably like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And it after like 10 minutes, it appears again. Probably for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. We actually stayed there for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Husky rides in Lapland is a must-do if you intend to take in all the winter glory of its outdoors. Powered by Siberian Huskies, it is a surprisingly hair-raising ride with speeds averaging at 10 miles per hour and top speeds going up to nearly 30 miles per hour. It may not sound like much, but when you are seated close to the ground on a wood and steel contraption with only blankets and snow to cushion your blows, it is as thrilling as it can be when it comes to getting around in Lapland.
So one sled, there were like 6 huskies, and it's pretty interesting because he told us why there are 6 huskies. The back 2 huskies nearer to the sled are the strongest huskies in that pack, you know, and the first 2 huskies are the smartest huskies in that pack. So the strongest will actually pull the sled. Of course, they are the strongest. And the 2 front one will actually navigate. They will follow the leader. They use Siberian huskies because they are stronger. And these huskies, they are so eager to actually go out there and run. Fortunately, you know, there's the tour leader. They listen to his command. So when he say go, when he goes, all the huskies just follow him. So what happened was the tour leader stopped, so I stopped. Because my dad was behind me, I guess he stepped on the brakes a little bit too late And the huskies were so strong, they were just, the husky actually knocked me.
The only thing better than being pulled by a team of doggies is the landscape that surrounds you. Coming straight out of a Disney cartoon, the lappish forest dripping in icicles is a beguiling sight, even if it means that you are viewing it from a speeding sled.
It's left and right, it's all snow, you know, trees, it's just all white. It's really beautiful. It's amazing, I would say, because we ran through the forest. So for 15 to 30 kilometers. So there's actually a path which they made a trail for the huskies to run. And these huskies are really smart because they actually know where to run and they know the way. I'm not that scared, you know, but it's just fun, you know, it's thrilling. My husky, you know, one of them actually did poo in the middle of running. So I was like, how is that even possible? But yeah, it actually pooed in the middle of running. But it was all right. It didn't like fly over to me and things like that. But it's not that bad, I would say.
Unlike huskies, reindeer are wholly wild animals, and a sleigh ride by Santa's finest is even more thrilling and unpredictable. Jeremy lived to tell the tale.
The reindeer ride is a bit different because we only have like one reindeer per sleigh because they are really big and strong. We didn't ride as far as the huskies. I mean, we didn't go as far as the huskies. But yeah, it's a different experience too. I'm more worried about the reindeers actually, you know, because they are wild, you never know what they're going to do. But again, like the owners of the reindeers say, don't worry about it because they've been trained for a couple of years. It was actually driven by me. Yeah, all I need to do was grab the leash and give it a whip on its butt and it starts moving.
If it all gets a bit too much, you know that you can always kick back with a warm cup or glass of something. And if you're feeling particularly vengeful after that ride, indulge in a dish of reindeer meat.
Of course, we had reindeer meat. It tastes like probably venison, deer meat, or a little bit like beef. It's like reindeer chops. Yeah, that's how we ate it. And with mashed potatoes and a little bit of vegetables. Yeah, that's how they eat it. Yeah, so yeah, it's kind of delicious actually.
Even though it is short on sunlight, you'll never be short on things to do in the winter in Lapland. And even though the weather may be cold and bitter, its people are warm.
The Finns, they are very welcoming. They are really, really friendly people, you know. You can ask them any questions. Like my auntie's taking photos, taking a lot of time. And they're just like, they're just there. They just say, it's okay, take your time, you know. I'm the one who's getting impatient, you know, not the Finns. They are pretty laid back, I would say, because of the life there. Yeah, they're really nice people, actually, the Finn.
And that was Jeremy Daniels with his Winter Wonderland experience of Lapland in Finland. Don't forget to log on to our Facebook page on Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9 or follow us on Instagram on BFM Radio. For a more visual guide of his trip, we've got some great videos of his visuals of the Aurora Borealis caught in Lapland. After the break, we'll be going through some tips and deals for your next trip. But before that, here's The Crown by Binyam, Bentality, Stella and Noakin on Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9. It's Ticket to Ride and I'm Azura Rahman with your travel tip. Lapland is the closest you can get to a real-life winter wonderland with the temperatures to match. When travelling to Lapland, make sure you are well prepared with at least 3 thick layers of winter clothing, which will keep your body out of the biting cold weather, as temperatures can go down as low as minus 35 degrees Celsius. If you plan to get around by car in Lapland, it's advised to hire a local driver as there are dangerous routes and most of the roads will be covered by snow. Kids in snow may seem like a parent's organisational nightmare, but a trip here will be a highlight for a lifetime. Plus, kids enjoy deep discounts in Lapland. And now we have Adeline Chung with her best travel deals for you.
This week, I have three deals for you if you're planning a trip to Lapland, Finland. For the first deal of the week, I have for you a three-hour tour that brings you to a snowmobile safari to Huskyman's Camp. From as low as 600 ringgit, you get to ride your own snowmobile around the forest trail of Santa Village. You can also step into the local Huskyman Camp to hear stories of the dogs sledding in the Arctic areas. You can also get a chance to experience riding on the sleigh pulled by the team of sporty huskies. Head over to getyourguide.com for more details. If you're looking to chase the Northern Lights, head over to Rovaniemi, which is the capital of Lapland, where you can enjoy a two-hour tour to catch the bright dancing lights of the aurora whilst listening to the life beyond the Arctic Circle by your guide over campfire with just 400 ringgit. But don't just take my word for it, check it out yourself on viator.com. Finally, I have for you yet another awesome deal from safartika.com. Join the traditional Lapish livelihood and reindeer herding in Rovaniemi by visiting the local reindeer farm at price of 700 ringgit. Now, with that price, you get to visit the Arctic animal known as the Santa Claus reindeer in Rovaniemi Reindeer Farm. And get your very own international reindeer driving license after a reindeer sleigh ride. You can also take part in an unforgettable Crossing the Arctic Circle ceremony and receive the Crossing of the Arctic Circle certificate. You can check out safartika.com for more details.
That's our show for this week. If you'd like to get more details of our guest trip, or if you have any suggestions yourself, log on to Facebook and like the Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9 page, or follow us on Instagram on BFM Radio. And now to round us off, here's Lapi Rahvalaul on Ticket to Ride with Azura Rahman on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.